WRCT, Pittsburgh.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you.
You can do it if you try. Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's dark in here. And the walls are closing in. I struck my last match, let it burn down till it bit my fingertips. And I remember the light, just a flash and then an ember. And a whisper of smoke curling up into the air and disappearing. It's dark in here, and the air is getting thin. My canary sang his last song, a pretty little tune. Echoes on and on and on inside my ear. It was a song of hope. It was a song of redemption. And that little yellow bird, with his last dying word, he sang forgiveness. And I'm sorry that I spent our time hiding underground, but something always pulls me down. This familiar, deep, dark cavern, keep repeating the same pattern. You above and me below, I say goodbye before I go with my last breath. Last I see the light.
Blah.
I can see La Frontera from where I stand in line at El Comedor. Just over that wall is a promised land, headlined at El Comedor. It's a long, long way from my home to here. I was driven by hope and by fear. I pray to the Madre to hold back my tears, in line at El Comedor. I hold you and feed you here in my arms, in line at El Comedor. If I can stay strong, I'll keep you from harm, in line at El Comedor. We walk and we wait, we run and we ride, in daytime we rest and we hide. Now Coyote tells me be ready tonight, in line at El Comedor. So hungry just 3 days ago, in line at El Comedor. We stand with our brothers we met on the road, in line at El Comedor. Sister Cecilia welcomes us in, she leads us in prayer to begin. If we don't move tonight, she'll feed us again, in line at El Small as I am, midnight at El Comedor. She draws out the trail on the palm of my hand, midnight at El Comedor. She says the new moon would help me to see, marks places where water will be. She tells me her friends will watch out for me, midnight at El Comedor. I can see La Frontera from where I stand, headlined at El Comedor. Just over that wall is a promised land, headlined at El
Without thinking, I stood up and said, I'll take them, like so many of my neighbors had before. I had no money, had no plan, but I had room and I had land, and I just could not do nothing anymore. Et la chambre soleil, it's what we do. And for 400 years it's been the same. From the violence and fear, we healed and seeking refuge on this isolated plain. Oh, the first came from the Spanish Civil War, when the Nazis and the Vichy came to power. Not a moment left to lose. We took in France's Jews and hid them in our nation's darkest hour. We hid them in our homes and in our farms, and our children sat in classrooms side by side. It's all the threats and danger, no one was a stranger. 7 years we resisted and defied. And when asked, why did we do it? What can we answer? Not so long ago we sought refuge too. And it's easy to decide, with the gospel as your guide. To our history and our faith we must be true. In la chambre solennelle, it's what we do.
Here's Thank you so much. How about Mark Letiri on the guitar? That's Bobby Sparks and Sean Martin over there on keyboards. Okay.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about Flaming Cheese as we are.
You're listening to Audible Sounds on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
Still alive. It's a hell of a thing to see that blue sky and to know the world don't care when you suffer and cry that you've died inside. It's a hell of a thing to roam this mysterious land and have an adventure so big and so grand. When those red folks rubbed my skin so hard with that sand, I sacrificed my blood to this brand new land. And I help to feed those men most every day and I save their lives in so very many ways. Could have killed us if they'd had their way, but they feared me and my black supernatural gaze. Should have set me free, but now I'm back here and no one sees me. It's a hell of a thing to be dead when you are still alive.
It's a hell of a thing to be dead while you are still alive. It's a hell of a thing.
Was York's Lament by Reggie Garrett off of the album of the same name. Up next is the Clement Brothers with Out of the Blue.
She was the only child from a runaway bride. She hid a secret in her Mona Lisa smile, but she had a light I'd never seen. Stuck between what my friends all said I need and a vision like a feverish dream. I couldn't see what I'd become. Now some nights I wake up drifting in a dark and dreamless sea, thinking of you and what this could be. From the moment I held you, I fell back to my heart and my mind. But I won't tell you, I'm a one-way ticket to a brighter sky. It's just the more that I want you, or the less I feel of the same inside. I think this feeling holds a healing for the pain. Telephone line, I was a movie screen. From the California coast to New York City, it all began up on me. But you remember when, in the redwood forest sun, the heat burned through the mist and filled our lungs. Staring back at me, thinking of you and what this could mean. 'Cause from the moment I held you, I fell back to my heart out of my mind. And I won't tell you that I'm a one-way ticket to a brighter sky. It's just the more that I want.
back to you.
Stereo Slushy, music blended every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on WRCT.
Riding in the backseat makes me car sick. Make sure that your sister's got a bucket. It'll be a long drive to your father's side.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You're listening to Audible Sounds, and that was Rachel Kilgore with the track Ontario off of the album My Father Loved Me. Happy third week of October, everyone. We're going to be getting witchy for the rest of the show by celebrating the women of occult rock. Our next track is The Mysterious Vanishing of Electra by Anna Van Housewolf. I hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
This is Depose from The Faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Well, a MAGA nightmare has hit the country. Ohio, Kentucky, Virginia, very disastrous results for the Republican Party, great results for Democrats, and this should caution anyone who is looking at, you know, the recent New York Times Siena poll that says Biden's losing 5 swing states. It should caution anyone from assuming that Joe Biden is out, because it is now 4 elections in a row, 5, that have gone poorly for Republicans, underperforming, and we are going to dive into all of it. The narrative among some on the right and some on the left is Joe Biden simply cannot win. He's too old, he's ineffectual, he's not exciting, Democrats are destined to lose. if they go with Biden next November. The other narrative, which is the one that's based in fact, is damn, Democrats are winning and winning again and winning again. And we had some elections last night. Let's discuss those results. Abortion rights won, either directly or indirectly, in Ohio, Kentucky, and Virginia. None are major blue states. Virginia, you know, has leaned blue at some times in the past presidentially, but they elected a Republican governor, Glenn Youngkin. And look at what we have. Ohio decisively passing a constitutional amendment guaranteeing access to abortion. In Virginia, where Republicans pushed a proposal to outlaw most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, Democrats are projected to take control of the state legislature. They campaigned on, we will keep abortion. Republicans want to get rid of it. Glenn Youngkin wants to get rid of it. We want to keep it. And Democrats will hold. Not only that, they prevent the Senate and House from going to Republicans in Virginia, making Glenn Youngkin, you know, Youngkin was talked about as this guy could run for president in 2028. He has now lost control of the House and Senate. He may accomplish nothing over the next however many years. It's going to be very hard to argue, make me the president. And in Kentucky, a very red state, Kentucky has reelected the Democratic governor, Andy Beshear, who went after his opponent, Daniel Cameron, for supporting a near total ban on abortion in the state. Here is Andy Beshear last night. You really love to see this, particularly in the red state of Ohio.
My folks, this wasn't my win. This was our victory. It was a victory that sends a loud, clear message, a message that candidates should run for something and not against someone. That a candidate should show vision and not sow division.
Yeah. Right.
And a clear statement that anger politics should end right here and right now.
So you get the idea, and Beshear really is the type of Democrat that would be interesting as a next generation Democrat. Other wins yesterday, a Democrat won an open seat on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. His name's Dan McCaffrey, after campaigning on a pledge to uphold abortion rights. Now, none of this means 2024 is secure, that it's in the bag, that we don't have to go out and vote. This is just a good sign. We look at a bad sign like some polling, and we look at a good sign like the way people are actually voting. We look at Chris Christie tweeting, by the way, quote,